Have you finished your meal, Highness?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you haven't lost your appetite, whatever may be wrong with you.
I've never had anything like it.
Oh, you don't remember. You must still be suffering from sunstroke.
I do hope you'll get your wits about you soon. When we return, you're to get your first suit of armour and your first war horse for your birthday.
Oh, think of it.
In a few years, if all goes well, High King Peter has promised your father that he himself will make you a knight at Caer Paravel.
A knight?
Yes.
Oh, but it wouldn't do you any harm to have a little sleep now that you've eaten. I'll call you in plenty of time to get on board the ship. And then home.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Maybe the real Prince Corrin won't turn up until after we've all escaped. Well, that wouldn't be so bad. Getting a horse and... oh, becoming a knight and... Aravis didn't want me to go with them anyway. They'll wait at the tombs and then give up on me and go. See how high and mighty Aravis is when she finds out I've become a prince.
What?
Huh? Chester jumped off the sofa, staring. He saw at once, from the mere look of the room, the lights and shadows all looked different, that he'd fallen asleep and had been asleep for several hours. He saw also what had made the crash, a costly porcelain vase which had been standing on the windowsill now lay broken on the floor. But he hardly noticed all these things. What he did notice was two hands gripping the windowsill from outside. They gripped harder and harder, getting white at the knuckles, and then up came a head and a pair of shoulders. A moment later, there was a boy of Shasta's own age sitting astride the sill with one leg hanging down inside the room.
Oh, I say. Who are you? Are you Prince Corrin? Yes. Yes, of course. But... who are you?
I'm nobody. Nobody in particular, I mean.
Shasta had never seen his own face in a looking glass. Even if he had, he might not have realised that the other boy was normally almost exactly like himself. But at the moment, this boy was not particularly like anyone, for he had the finest black eye you ever saw and a tooth missing, and his clothes, which must have been splendid ones when he put them on, were torn and dirty, and there was both blood and mud on his face.
What are you doing here?
King Edmund caught me in the street and mistook me for you. I suppose we must look like one another. Can I get out the way you've got in?
Yes, if you're any good at climbing.
I better be going then.
Hang on. Why are you in such a hurry? I say, we ought to be able to get some fun out of this, being mistaken for one another.
No, we must change places at once. It'll be simply frightful if Mr. Tumnus comes back and finds us both here. I've had to pretend to be you. And you're leaving tonight, secretly.
Huh?
And where were you all this time anyway?
A boy in the street made a beastly joke about Queen Susan, so I knocked him down. He went howling into a house, and his big brother came out. So I knocked the big brother down. Then they all followed me until we ran into three old men with spears, who are called the Watch. So I fought the Watch, and they knocked me down. It was getting dark by now. Then the Watch took me along to lock me up somewhere, so I asked them if they'd like some wine, and they said they didn't mind if they did. Then I took them to a wine shop and got them some, and they all sat down and drank till they fell fast asleep. I thought it was time for me to be off, so I came out quietly, and then I found the first boy, the one who had started the whole trouble, still hanging about. So I knocked him down again. After that, I climbed up a pipe onto the roof of a house and lay quiet till it began to get light this morning. Ever since that, I've been finding my way back. I say, is there anything to drink?
No, I drank it. Now will you please show me how you got in? There's not a minute to lose. You'd better lie down on the sofa and pretend that... oh, no. I forgot. It'll be no good with all those bruises and a black eye. You'll just have to tell them the truth once I'm safe away.
Well, what else did you think I'd be telling them? And who are you, anyway?
There's no time. I'm a Narnian, I believe. Something northern, anyway. But I've been brought up all my life in Calorman, and I'm escaping across the desert with a talking horse called Bree, and now, quick, how do I get away?
Drop from this window onto the roof of the veranda, then along the wall to the corner. Drop onto the rubbish heap you'll find outside, and there you are.
Thanks.
Goodbye, and good luck. Oh, I say, I do hope you get safe away. I'd like to meet you again in Arkenland one day. Go to my father, King Loon, and tell him you're a friend of mine. Oh, look out! I hear someone coming.
Goodbye!